Jennifer Pierce wears work boots as she plows down a steep slope in a ponderosa pine forest. Her blonde hair is tucked up under her Boise State Bronco cap, but it keeps sneaking out. She has to keep brushing it back under. She and her colleague David Wilkins are professors who work for Boise State University's Geosciences Department. They're in the middle of these tall pines in a forest just outside of Boise, Idaho. Suddenly, she's crashing across the brambles and heads toward this tree.
Oh, that's a great one. Wow. Sweet.
She drops to her knees and shows me how this tree has been scarred by fire.
You see this little V-shaped, we call them cat faces, at the bottom of the tree right there that's blackened?
Yeah.
So during a fire, when the bark of the tree gets damaged, that preserves a record of that fire as a scar on the tree.
Pierce says since the tree has annual growth rings, she can tell when the tree got burned. It's one way Pierce and Wilkins reconstruct the fire history of this forest. It's also a key to understanding how climate has affected forest fires in the past.
As we move into a likely warmer and drier future, it's going to be increasingly important to understand the relationship between climate and fire.
She says climate is the primary control for wildfires. As the West warms, there's less control. Recently, that's meant a lot more wildfires.
There you go.
David Wilkins is twisting an auger into the tree.
It's a good upper body workout.
It's a way to take a sample of the rings of this tree. Within a half minute, Wilkins' auger is stuck. The tree is rotten inside. An 8-inch core is all he gets. Jennifer Pierce takes a look at this sample Wilkins twisted out. The rings, some light, some dark, reveal just how the tree has responded to moisture and temperature.
If you have a tree that's kind of at the edge of its comfort zone, so to speak, it will be a more sensitive recorder of those environmental stresses.
Tree rings aren't the only clue these scientists use to reconstruct historic climates.
I didn't bring my big shovel. I feel kind of naked without it.
Pierce scrapes away dirt and she finds bits of charcoal. She can sometimes use the charcoal for radiocarbon dating, but these pieces just won't do.
I wouldn't use them for dating because you want to make sure that your charcoal is stratigraphically in place and that you haven't had critters burrowing and mixing things up.
Charcoal can be dated much further back than the tree rings. It helps Pierce and Wilkins understand what happened here thousands of years ago. With samples from other scientists, they'll get a snapshot of ancient climate and how it affects wildfire, and possibly determine what climate change will mean for forests in the future. For the Environment Report, I'm Sadie Babbitts.